Marian Roberts has released its full year numbers today, posting a 7% decline in revenue from continuing operations. Its oil and gas, along with the power and water platforms, also registering declines. The underground mining platform, however, delivering record earnings. And company CEO Henry Last joins us for a closer look at those numbers and what it spells for the company's growth trajectory moving forward. Thanks so much, Henry, for joining us today.
Thank you.
As I say, revenue down 7% from continuing operations. Diluted headline earnings per share, though, up 10%. And showing that the work you're doing internally is paying off and, in fact, at this stage, starting to work for your bottom line.
We're very pleased with the result under these circumstances. And for us, very important is the order book. The order book went up from 30 billion to 46.8 billion. That's more than 50% increase. And what is so pleasing about it is that the order book growth predominantly came through in the oil and gas platform. Mm-hmm. And that's a business which has been struggling for the past couple of years. And we're very pleased with the growth in that order book. The mining business delivered an outstanding result, maintained its order book at about 22 billion. But having said that, the result was absolutely fantastic. It was a record year. We've never reported earnings as high as this for the underground mining business. And essentially, the commodity cycle over the past few years have strengthened a bit, and we were able to capitalize on that. We've strengthened our market share position in all the geographies where we operate, in Australasia, in North America, and in Canada, the US as well. So we're very pleased with that result.
Yeah. We'll drill down into the specifics of those divisions in just a bit. Before we do, I want to go back to the quality of your order book there, because you've seen that now sitting at 46.8 million. Yes. As you say, a 55% growth coming through on that front. How much of that as a result of the acquisitions you've made over the period where you've acquired four businesses?
Yes, the acquisitions that we made are, we follow a very low-risk approach to acquisitions. So none of these acquisitions were really very large acquisitions, but what we really acquired was a capacity to deliver the type of projects that we would like to deliver in specific markets. Mm-hmm. Now, the acquisition in the U.S. was about $8.5 billion or million dollars, but we've secured the project $620 million. Short, and that's not reflected in the order book. It came through after year end. So that for us is good. So it is actually acquiring a capacity that can deliver a certain outcome and then making sure that outcome is realized. So the growth that we had in oil and gas came from two areas. It predominantly came from the Snowy Hydro project in Australia. Mm-hmm. It also came from other projects in the metals and minerals space, because we are diversifying in Australasia into markets outside of oil and gas, because the oil and gas opportunities there are limited. What I refer to here, the project in that we secured in the US, that was secured post-year-end, and it's not even reflected in those numbers. So if I need to give you an order book number today, I would say it's closer to 60 billion rands.
Okay.
But it was 46.8 at year-end.
And as you say, a lot of the growth coming through, or a lot of the support to that order book coming through from your oil and gas platform in particular, and that's as you initially saw securing replacement work a challenge, and that's starting to filter through. Moving forward, though, your CapEx for the year is now almost double. It's sitting at 816 million rand, predominantly invested in the underground mining space.
Correct.
So to what extent does that start to feed through to your order book? And I guess, more pertinently, how quickly?
Yeah, the capital that we incur in underground mining is project-specific capital. So we wouldn't incur capital ahead of an order book position. So you would secure the order, you will see it reflected in the order book, and then you will start incurring your capital to deliver the project. So it is all project-specific capital.
Yeah. Okay. 1 billion rand of project advance payments coming through, and that helping to alleviate some of the pressure on your cash position. You're sitting nice and healthy on that cash front, but we have seen a slight decline coming through. It's nice security to have, Henry, on that front. Is that becoming more of a feature when it comes to the projects you are choosing to tackle and take on?
Now, for us, as far as possible, we try to secure projects that are at least cash neutral. So we don't want to use our own cash to build projects. And ultimately, cash for me is the ultimate measure to try and understand how a company is actually performing. Now, you mentioned that we have received up to R1 billion of advance payments on projects. But in the context of the net cash position of 1.8 billion, you must also remember that we've invested 0.8 billion in these acquisitions. So taking that into consideration, the cash that came in with advance payments, but also the position that we find ourselves in after having spent 0.8 billion on new acquisitions, we think 1.8 billion is a very strong cash position compared to the 2 billion of last year.
Okay, moving forward, what's your longer term outlook for the natural resources market in particular? You've made heavy investments in that space. To what extent do you see US-China trade talks and the prospect of a recession in the US, overall slowing global economic growth, coming to bear on the commodity cycle that you have managed to leverage off over the past year?
Yeah, I think as far as the mining cycle is concerned, we expect another maybe 2-3 years of strength in that cycle. And then we do expect it to come off a little bit. So the mining business, where they reported the record earnings in the past financial year, we do believe that it will maintain that level of earnings over the next 2-3 years. But where we do see the growth coming from is in the oil and gas sector. And demand for energy, especially in the US nowadays, the US is a huge producer of energy, and the LNG sector in that market is so buoyant. And we've just entered the US through this acquisition that we've concluded in the past financial year. So it's difficult to say, but I think demand for energy will always be there, and we're not too concerned about our focus on natural resources. It is cyclical, but we're still optimistic.
Let's leave it there. Henry, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, Henry Lau, CEO of Murray & Roberts.